We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Good morning, USA!
Yo, 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 yo,
Charlemagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Thursday!
Yes, it's Thursday. We got some special guests joining us this morning. We have the ladies from the We Talk Back podcast, AJ and Tam Bam. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Yes, we're in the building. I'm so excited.
Yes, honey.
Yeah. How y'all feel?
I feel great. So good.
It's a nice Thursday morning.
First day of school.
You know what I mean? We Talk Back podcast. You listen to them on the Black Effect iHeartRadio podcast network.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
Happy to have y'all in here this morning.
Happy to be here this morning.
To add a woman's perspective, last 2 days, it's been a lot of sausage in this in this room. Willie D co-hosted the last couple of days.
So a lot of sausage.
It was me. It was me envying Willie D.
That's right.
Yes,
that's right.
That's right.
It's a group.
Okay.
How y'all feeling? Early in the morning for y'all?
It's very early. It is.
I feel good, though.
You feel good?
Yeah, I feel real good.
All right.
Well, I'm half sleepy, but I'm awake a little bit.
So for people that don't know who you guys are, who are y'all, where y'all from, and talk a little bit about the podcast so they know.
I'm AJ Holiday from Charleston, South Carolina.
Hey.
The real Charleston. We do We Talk Back podcast. Mm-hmm. A show dedicated to you and you.
Mm-hmm. And I'm Tam Bam, y'all. I'm from Columbia, South Carolina. Columbia, stand up. South Carolina, everybody stand up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we talk back. We talk about relationships, careers, love, all the good things that women would talk about in a hair salon.
Okay.
So imagine that.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's you're actually a hairdresser, though.
I am. Damn right, man. Right. So
if somebody knows what they talk about in the hair salon.
Right. Yeah. She would know.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
They be giving a lot of bad advice in the salon now.
Good bad advice.
What is good bad advice?
Good advice.
Like, you can take it or you don't have to, you know. Like, if your relationship sucks, I'm not going to tell any woman, leave your relationship, because that's just not my place. But I will give you some advice to navigate it.
To navigate leaving?
No, just to navigate your relationship. Oh. I'm never going to say, leave your man.
Got you.
To any woman. Never. Would you?
If AJ? Beating that ass up, yeah, maybe.
Physically abusive.
Yeah, physically abusive.
Physically abusive.
But outside of that, nothing else.
Not even Summer Walker? Would y'all tell Summer Walker to leave Meech? Even though he was just being a good Samaritan and helping a young lady with her groceries?
The groceries was bad, but okay?
Let me tell you something. I didn't see no actual groceries. So many people send me that video talking about, is this you? That look like you, girl. Is that you? First of all, I don't
know. Wow, it was you.
I look, no, it was not
wow.
me.
Wow, Tam Bam was in the video.
I didn't even think about that. That was you.
That was Tam Bam. That's an exclusive.
That was not me.
All right. Well, wow.
That was not me.
In the rumor report, we got more with Tam Bam.
I can see how it looks like me, but it's not.
Your legs are a little now.
Your legs are too small.
What did you promise the neighbor to record it on the Ring camera?
That was not me, Charlamagne. Stop playing. Wow. We don't want that rumor going around.
Wow, Tam Bam.
Who knew?
All right. Well, we got some special guests joining us in a little bit. Ghetto Gastro. Those are three brothers from the Bronx.
Now, listen, I always say the craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, but these three are an exception. Okay? They might be crazy.
They might be
smart.
Crazy, though.
You're right?
But they just smart crazy.
And they got a line of breakfast products in stores. Not just breakfast products, appliances as well, in Target right now as we speak.
That's right. So we're going to kick it with the Ghetto Gastro. And then we got Front Page News next. Tesla and Figaro will be joining us. So don't move. It's the Breakfast Club on BET. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got our special guest with us from the We Talk Back podcast, AJ and Tam Bam. And let's get in some front page news. Good morning, Tesla and Figaro.
Good morning, DJ Envy. Good morning to my beautiful sisters, AJ and Tam Bam, in the building. The fineness. All the fineness in the building. And Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace, Tez. Put me in that fineness, too. Thank you.
Did you turn your headphones up?
Yes.
Turn your headphones up, y'all. Ladies are getting their headphones. You see the... Nick, you want to help them, right? Oh, I thought Nick was in there. You got it? You got it? Okay, they're good now. All right, well, let's jump right into it. Let's talk about these movie extras. Worried that AI is going to replace them.
Yes, what in the clone Tyrone is going on with this? After 4 weeks of working as a background actor on the Disney Plus series WandaVision, Alexandria Rubalcaba was told by the production crew to report to a tractor trailer. Now, dozens of other background workers were told to go to the same site. Then, one by one, they were told to step in front of a series of cameras on metal rigs behind glass. They said the actors were told to look this way, look that way, use your scared face, use your surprised face, and other physical gestures as their bodies were scanned for about 15 minutes, and then their digital replicas were created. The actors said they were never told how or if their digital avatar would be used on screen. If it is used, they may not ever know, and they definitely won't see a payment for it. Now, typically, she earns about $187 a day as a background actor. She did not give permission for the replica. She also mentioned concern that it may be used in a scene that she doesn't approve of. So as we know, digital likeness protection is one of the things that the actors are asking for on the strike.
Mm. That's going to happen regardless.
Right.
Especially with the extras. You know what I mean? Because they don't want to spend extra money, you know, paying the extras. So if they can cut costs somewhere, the actors might get what they're supposed to get and the writers might get what they're supposed to get, but not them extras.
Because you think about it, a lot of the time the extras are just either walking by certain scenes or they're walking down the city street or, you know, just happen to be in the mall, you know, being in the back somewhere, and they're going to scan all them.
Oh, I don't understand why Hollywood studios would want that, because I'm the type of person that notice stuff like that. I'll notice, I guess, the same people that was in that movie. They was just in that scene, you know?
There's a movie like that. It's called The Congress.
Mm.
And the main actress, she signs up. Well, her lawyer suggesting to her to sign her likeness over, essentially. Mm-hmm. You can get paid this X amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
But what we see right now actually happened. This movie came out in 2019, I think. Mm. The Congress. Go check it out.
Mm. But what's scary about that is that it's just movies right now. But what if you're an extra in a video for a crime? You know?
What?
You know, like, they put you in a video, like, it's movies right now, but it can become real life.
No, you're right.
And now they're adding you to some video for a crime and changing your face on somebody else's body.
Mm. You're absolutely right.
The thing about this, though, Charlamagne, like, I definitely see how they can cut costs with the extras, but if they go into negotiation on digital likeness, it's not going to be digital likeness just for the extras. It's digital likeness as well, you know, for actors, you know, who also, you know, may be in the movie. So they're not, if they do that, protection is going to apply to everybody. So what's your thought on that? What about if they start doing that with co-stars and, you know, other folks?
Oh, I'm totally against that. I mean, that's one of the, you know, I'm part of the WGA. You know, and SAG, and that's one of the things, that's one of the biggest points of contention. Like, I'm totally against, you know, them being able to use your likeness for perpetuity. Because when they say perpetuity, it's really going to be perpetuity now. Because we're going to be long gone and be in movies 30, 40
years
from now.
30 years old in
exactly.
a movie.
But they could do that with our voices here on the radio soon.
Yeah, but I'm really surprised that they just haven't created people. Like, you know, like you look at AJ and Tam Bam. Put them together. Just put them together, and they don't have to pay AJ or Tam
Bam. There's a website called, you know what I mean? ThesePeopleDon'tExist.com. Check it out, because you can keep hitting refresh and it changes the person and they don't really exist.
It's coming.
And that way you don't have to pay anybody. You don't have to get anybody's likeness. You just put 3-4 people together, their features, and nobody will ever know it's actually them.
I told y'all this months ago about AI. It's coming. Like it's going to be a point where you're going to hear, you know, audio that is not the person. You're going to see videos and it's going to be deep fakes, and you're going to really think, oh man, Charlamagne said that. And by the time you realize it's not me,
it's already said and done. Yeah.
It's already out into the world.
Right.
You know?
All right. Well, that is front page news.
I lost a couple dollars.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I say about all my old content now. That's all AI.
Is AI?
All was AI.
It's all AI.
It was all AI.
Well, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open again. 800-585-1051. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's a new day.
This is your time to get it off your chest.
Wake up!
Whether you're mad or blessed.
It's time to get up and get something.
Call up now. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is James.
Hey, James, what up? Get it off your chest, bro.
Yo, Envy, man. Have you checked out that new documentary on Paramount Plus called Mixtape?
I have not.
Your big homie Clue is on there, man. They go way back, man, and talk about all the old mixtapes and whatnot. They mention a lot of DJs. I didn't see them mention DJ Juice or Dirty Harry.
Harry was fire. Man, damn, Dirty Harry. I ain't heard that in a minute.
Yeah, I was going to ask, man, is there any way possible to find, like, those old tapes or that's been converted to CD or something, man? Because I remember Kuminati 2 was off the chain, man.
Nah, I don't know who sells mixtapes anymore, but I was actually, it was funny you said that, me and Clue was talking, and I think we're going to do an actual a documentary on mixtapes, and I think we're going to do it the right way. I just think it comes out better when you actually talk to DJs that's actually been through it, lived it, talk to some of the bootleggers that were really important in pushing it and burning it, from Burkina to, and some of the major stores that sold the mixtapes. I mean, when you talk about mixtapes, there's so many different eras, like you said, from so many different areas, whether it's Juice and Screw and, you know, Dirty Harry, like you said, and, of course, Clue and Drama and so many different people. I just think it'll come from different eyes, and to see what we really had to deal with and how we were getting exclusives and doing mixes and the origin from it. So I think that, you know, I think me and Clue going to do it.
Yeah, I don't want to knock the mixtape. Yeah. Tony Touch was the producer on that.
Oh, I didn't say.
Yeah. Tony Touch was the producer on that.
But yeah, he's not the first person that told me that. There was a lot missed on that one. Hello, who's this?
This is Denisha from Savannah, Georgia, calling it. I just want to give a shout out to all the teachers going back to school today, especially all the first year teachers.
School start back already?
Yeah, yes. Atlanta started, I think, yesterday.
Damn.
Or this week. Right?
Yeah. Shout out to the teachers.
All right, well, shout out to the teachers.
And the students.
Maybe we'll go back for another month.
Yeah, our kids don't go back until September. But, I think in Atlanta, they started early this week. And it's different areas, different times for different places, which is confusing to me because it's usually after Labor Day. That's what I thought it was usually. But
well, up here.
It used to be. Mm-hmm. I hope they got some raises for those teachers this year.
No.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Across the country.
Mm-hmm. Teachers are criminally underpaid. Yeah. You know what I mean? Forever. Sadly.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's Rollo Simmons, man.
Rollo.
What's
up, brother? Get you off your chest.
Hey, man, I just want to clear the air about the background actors. First off, Charlamagne, watch out, man. When you say we get rid of us, brother, when you encouraging the studios to get rid of us,
I never said that. Yeah, not once did Charlamagne say get rid of the background actors. That's why they need to get rid of you. They need to get rid of you because you make that stuff.
I'm the type of person that notices when actors are in different scenes when you start saying
stuff.
So that
means I'm on your side,
idiot. Get rid of the background actors.
My brother, that means I'm on your side. I said, why would the Hollywood studios want that when I'm the type of person that notices that stuff? I said that, sir.
They be wanting to beef so bad.
You know what I'm saying? now, you know, apologize to me right now.
Don't apologize, Ken. You might as well just keep
apologize
going.
Apologize to me right now.
You heard it wrong. It was
AI. You gotta make it clear. It wasn't clear. I was very clear.
Because I said, why would the Hollywood studios want to do that when I'm the type of person that notices the extras?
He's true. He's not lying. Charlamagne's not clear sometimes.
They're not called extras, though, man. They're called background actors. They're not extras.
Envy, you know what's so funny? Right before the show started, I said, man, I noticed that some, and I said some, Breakfast Club listeners ain't the brightest. Didn't I say that? Wasn't I just talking about that before we started?
So you talking about Ken?
Because I was talking about yesterday when
Charlamagne. You know you're not clear a lot of times, man.
Okay.
We just talking about perception. You know you're not clear.
Okay. But what was the point of this phone call, sir?
Ken?
Ken. See? AI.
Can't be that hung up AI. On that man.
Make Ken AI, man.
Get it off your chest.
Ain't got to be AI.
585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
This is your time to get it off your chest.
Keep calling.
800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
What's going on? It's John.
What's up, brother? Get it off your chest.
Hey, I ain't really had nothing to get off my chest. I just want to speak on the AI thing that y'all guys was talking about, man. I don't know if y'all hit the Black Mirror, but Black Mirror had an episode
Joanne is awful.
That was basically, you hit. And that ain't first time Black Mirror's made an episode that came to fruition, so I just want to hit everybody.
What was the episode now?
Joan is awful.
And what happened?
Joan is awful.
It was like a...
Well, basically, they took her face and put her in, like, this movie about her own life, but she wasn't the actor in it. It was like AI.
Okay.
So they had her doing a whole bunch of stuff that she never even did, had her looking crazy. And she ended up getting fired from her job and breaking up with her boyfriend and everything.
I can see all of that happening. I already had these conversations with y'all. Remember I was saying, imagine you driving into work and you hear somebody calls you and says, hey, Tam Bam, AJ talking about you, and they let you hear something that ain't even you.
Right.
And you about to see her in 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And so you walk into the room, now y'all beefing, and you're like, well, y'all don't even know what y'all talking about.
Right. I heard what you said.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, how you doing? My name is Clarence. I'm out of Orlando, Florida. And I basically want to give a shout-out to my company. It's a black-owned business, LLC, fully insured, 360 Icons. That's 360 Icons with a Z. You can follow us on all platforms, 360 Icons _. And I wanted to get with you as well, DJ, because I wanted to see if I could, come host a car show or two. I got an amazing setup. When you step on my platform, it feels like you're stepping on All-Star, Red Carpet. Maybe y'all could check us out on 360 Icon, 360 _Icon.
Okay.
Instagram, Facebook, all platforms.
All right, well, just email me, djmvcarshow@gmail.com.
And you say you're the black-owned LLC?
Yes, sir. Black-owned out of Orlando, Florida. We're covering a lot of areas. And we've been doing real good. It's been a little bit over a year now. I'm excited, man. So I just wanted to put that word out. Let everybody hear. 360 Icons.
That sound like one of the LLCs.
A photo booth company, DJ services, catering services, decorating services. You name it, we got it all. And we strive for perfection.
Okay, brother. Don't that sound like one of them PPP LLCs?
Absolutely.
Black-owned LLC.
I guess he do like a party thing.
I got one of those.
Nah, because he said he got 360 booths. He got like all types of touch things for parties. I guess he does like party rentals and things like that.
Mm.
Nice. All right. Hopefully.
And car shows, too.
Yeah, well, he does it in car
shows. And scamming.
Well. Yeah. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up now. Now, when we come back, we got to talk more Lizzo. She was in the news like crazy yesterday. We'll get into it next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That's crazy. Tammy was the girl.
That was not me.
In that Meech video, man. That's crazy.
That's not me.
I don't think that's a compliment.
Listen,
man.
But if somebody wanted to deliver some groceries, they can. But that wasn't me, honestly.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, DJ Envy. I don't know why Envy just got up and walked away when the break started. But we have our guest co-host today, AJ and Tam Bam from the We Talk Back podcast.
Hey.
And we about to talk Lizzo in the Rumor Report.
Rumor has it.
Call out a name or you gossiping or you chatty patty.
I'm gossiping.
This is the Rumor Report.
I mean, I guess we on the Breakfast Club. This is where the tea spills, right?
Right. Yeah, so for people that don't know, when I have to do the Rumor Report, they give me the rumors. So when they give it to me 10 seconds before, and I want to make sure I get the stories correct, especially when we're talking about somebody.
Oh, you're complaining about the producers right now.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Got you.
Absolutely. So now we know Lizzo's being sued for sexual harassment and promoting a hostile work environment. Yesterday.
You don't ever put the weight shaming on there. And you
that's hostile work environment, I guess.
I like the word weight shaming. I just like the headline, Lizzo, being accused of weight shaming. There's a lot of comedy in that, but continue.
Well, also yesterday, allegedly, she pressured one dancer to touch a nude performer at an Amsterdam club. Now, two of the dancers spoke out yesterday. I thought they spoke out on TMZ, but on the sheet here, it says CBS News.
Maybe it's CBS News, too. I saw him on TMZ with Harvey and Charles, even though Harvey doesn't think we like him, but right. I was watching TMZ.
Right. Well, this is what she said yesterday on the news.
Lizzo is the reason that I specifically was pressured to touch a new performer. She singled me out at the club that I didn't want to be at, but was told I couldn't really back out since I already said I was going before I knew what it really was. Once I had time to meet Noel Rodriguez, also we figured out what it was and we're like, okay, maybe we should not go. This is a little weird. We went, we stayed in the corner. We talked to each other the whole time. We tried to ignore, what was happening. Lizzo kind of saw me, singled me out. She was kind of going around, inviting people to touch the nude performers and, started a chant. She was like, oh, Ari, it's your turn to do it. And I was like, no, I'm okay. I had to do it because I couldn't, get out of that situation. So I briefly, touched
You know, this Lizzo case is interesting because one important lesson to learn from this is your employees are not your friends.
Correct.
Right.
And there is things you do with your friends that you don't do with your employees, because when I'm reading this case, when I'm hearing this story, I'm just hearing typical big girl at the script club behavior. Big girls right. at the script club be so much fun. So I can see this whole scenario. Touch her breast. And if the person doesn't want to do it and you force them to, because of the power dynamic of you being their boss and right. them being an employee, that's where the problems happen.
Yeah, I totally agree. And also, I know people are expecting Lizzo to say something, but when things hit court, usually your attorney tells you don't say anything. Mm-hmm. They tell you to leave it, you know, in court, and then after the court is done, then you could worry about your, you know, court of public opinion. But they always tell you to make sure that your court concerns are the most important.
Yeah.
And I'm dealing with the same thing because I'm being sued as well, and I can't say anything because my attorney tells me I can't say anything until the court case
is over. You trying to make somebody touch something?
No.
Trying to make somebody eat a banana?
No.
What you was doing?
No.
Out of tailpipe?
Oh, no. I heard about this. I heard what was happening.
Yeah,
so. They say you were selling rotten bananas and saying it was fresh. That's what they were trying to say.
Whatever you want to call it. But
that's how he got that rash.
It's not a rash. It's actually a birthmark. I had it since I was born, ma'am. But no.
But people don't understand that, though.
No.
The general public does not understand that.
Like, no, when you are being sued, if any good attorney will tell you, don't say anything, because anything that you can say, good or bad, can be used against you. They can, you know, mess with your words or whatever it may be. So right. you're always told not to say anything until your court case is over. Mm-hmm. And then when your court case is over, I'm going to run around naked with the court case stamped to my ass, tell everybody
I'm
to kiss it.
I'm not going to let you do that.
But Charlamagne, you said a word, force. These are grown women.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They made a choice.
But when it's a power dynamic,
power
what
dynamic though. Boss
but it's still
employee.
Not force. She still has a mind of her own as a grown woman.
And no is a complete statement.
No, girl. And no. Who eat bananas? I don't believe it.
Come on, Tammy. Bananas are a great source of potassium. I did say that yesterday, though. I mean, if you're in the strip club, you'd be a wing of some fries or something. You know what right. I mean?
But it was a show, so I'm sure the banana was sticking out.
Lemon pepper, I might have did it. Not a banana.
So if a lemon pepper was hanging out the vagina,
it might have happened.
Yo.
So you need to go work for Lizzo. You can be Lizzo's friend and employee. But you know what, though? This is why the case is interesting, too, because, you know, we talked about this a little yesterday. We live in a world where men have lost everything for way less.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be interesting to see how these folks handle Lizzo. Will she be extended grace? And if so, how come that grace isn't extended to others, particularly men?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's been a mascot for wokeness since she's been out.
Right.
She checks off so many boxes. She's a face for body positivity because right. of her size. She's a woman. She's black.
Yep.
And now she's deemed toxic. So I can't wait to see how corporate America reacts.
I think women get to skate a lot.
Yeah, she's gonna be in a Chiquita banana commercial in a couple.
Yeah, when you think about
stupid,
Now,
also, we're talking about Busta Rhymes. Now, you know, everybody wanted to know what inspired Busta's weight loss journey. And did you know that it was a post-sex asthma attack?
What you mean?
Interesting.
Yeah, he was having sex with his now ex-wife, and he was having a hard time breathing. So he got up and walked out of the bedroom so she wouldn't panic, seeing me trying to keep myself calm. And because of that asthma attack, he started to, you know, figured out he had to get in the gym and start losing weight.
Yeah, because all that stomach on your chest, like especially laying down, that's why people who snore a lot.
Don't look at me.
Man, salute to Busta Bus, man.
Yeah.
And you know, think about Busta, like when he's going through something like that, you probably don't know if he's just doing ad-libs or if he's really like going through something, because he's always making noises.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's always making like noises, so you wouldn't know if he's really going through something.
But he said his ex-wife at the time, she was like, yo, this is not who I fell in love with. She didn't know what happened outside, but she was like, she was looking at my body and the weight. She was like, you got to lose this weight. This breathing is scaring me. When I met you, you was like a muscle head, but you was slim, you was cut, you had your ish right. I need you to get back to who I fell in love with, and you know, I want you to be healthy.
Now, what if Lizzo was talking to one of her workers like that? Would that be considered, I'm serious, would that be considered a hostile work environment? That sounds like positive words to me.
You weren't this big when you started working here.
You can't say that.
You can't be bigger than me.
How dare
oh
you?
Oh my gosh, I hate y'all. And that is your rumor report. Now, when we come back, we got front page news with Tesla and Figaro, so don't move. We got, of course, AJ and Tam Bam here. They're from the We Talk Back podcast. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
With audio titles on business, fitness, motivation, and more, Audible keeps your imagination pumped and ready to hit new goals. Check out all the audiobooks, podcasts, and originals you could want and sign up for 30 days free at audible.com/breakfastclub.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have the ladies of We Talk Back Podcast, AJ and Tam Bam. And let's get in some front page news. Welcome back, Tesla and Figaro.
Yes, good morning, DJ Envy. Good morning, AJ good and morning. Tam Bam. Good double morning. Fine. Double fine in
triple
the building.
Fine triple with fine. Yeah.
And Charlemagne the God, the finest of them all.
Thank you, Tess.
I don't like that, Tess. you just missed the finest. But
you
I
don't need to hate. No need to hate, sir.
Now let's talk about these. This woman that escaped the kidnapper's cell in Oregon.
Oh man, this is a wild story. A woman who was abducted from Seattle escaped a cinder block cell in a man's garage in Oregon, and now authorities are looking for more potential victims across multiple states. Let's listen to the police and how they described how she was able to escape, and I'll give you some more information on the other side.
On the day in question, our investigators had made contact with the victim, and what happened was is we learned that she was from Seattle, Washington, and that she had been abducted up there. She had been, the suspect had transported her down to Klamath Falls, Oregon, which is probably about a 7-hour drive from Seattle, give or take. And during that time, she was also sexually assaulted. Also during that time, she was taken to a residence in Klamath Falls, Oregon, where there was a makeshift cell, if you will. And he had actually locked her in there for a couple hours at least until she realized that she needed to get out of that residence because her life was in danger. And she took the substantial steps to force her way out of that cell. And then she ran out into public, flagged down the first vehicle she could find. And then she was taken to safety. Then 911 was called. And then when we responded to help her.
Did they get the guy?
Right.
Yes, they did. 29-year-old Ngazi Zuberi. He posed as an undercover police officer. That's how he abducted her. And he was arrested and federally charged with interstate kidnapping, which carries a maximum sentence of life in prison if convicted. Now, authorities say that he's been linked to several sexual assaults in at least 4 more states. So they're searching for potential victims, possibly including California, Washington, Oregon, Colorado, Utah, Florida, New York, New Jersey, Alabama, Nevada. And what I just wanted to add on, what I just found so amazing about the story, she banged against the door. She bloodied her hands until she was managed to open it. Looked like she broke the door off, ripped a metal screen off of it, crawled out. She had a lot of lacerations on her knuckles from punching, you know, the bricks. Then she retrieved his gun that belonged to him and escaped and jumped over a fence and flagged down the driver. So this is a hell of a story. I wonder, are they going to make a movie out of this one?
Right, absolutely.
God bless that sister. So he wasn't part of no, like, large human trafficking ring or nothing. He was just doing this for his own individual sick.
We don't know. You know, right now they just have him and they're thinking that it may be more to it because, you know, how she was picked up. Apparently, this is allegedly she must have been a prostitute is what they're saying. I don't want to say that for certain, but that's what they're, you know, reporting here is alleged. And so apparently he pretended to be arresting her. So this is, again, when we talk about people who, you know, we talked about the missing cases, you know, obviously what happened with Carly Russell. These are the type of cases where women go missing because, you know, whatever it is that they're doing, that they just don't get found. You know, people who are living this type of lifestyle are still human beings and still people. Right. So the only reason why we know about this is because she escaped. Who did what anybody would have reported her missing is what I'm asking. Right. You know, if something, you know, if she didn't escape.
Nah, probably not, because they probably used to her being gone for, you know, days
right.
at a time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Damn.
Now let's talk about burnout, low pay, and politics are driving away teachers.
Yeah, you guys talked about teachers during Get It Off Your Chest, and I just happen to have a teacher story. State reports show that teachers are leaving jobs in growing numbers. The turnover in some cases is highest among teachers of color. The reasons the teachers are leaving are due to stress from pandemic era burnout, low pay, as you guys mentioned earlier, and the intrusion of politics in the classroom. But the burdens can be heavier in schools with high poverty communities, which obviously have higher numbers of teachers of color. Now, Philadelphia, a city with one of the highest concentrations of black residents in the U.S., say that the black teachers have been sliding down. 2 decades ago, it was about 1/3. Last fall, it fell to below 23%. Nationally, 80% of American public school teachers are white, even though the majority of students are not white. And researchers say that teachers who reflect the race of their students is important to provide students with role models who have insight Absolutely. Into their culture and life experience. Mm-hmm. So it's also, I want to make a point that black and Hispanic teachers are more likely to be uncertified or teaching in an underfunded district. Mm-hmm. And that all plays a part into, you know, teachers getting out of this profession. And before I toss it to you guys, we just had a really great conversation about this school choice versus public schools with Dr. Steve Perry, who you guys know, and Gary Chambers, our guy Gary Chambers. And they had a heated debate on my show about this, and we pointed out all of these issues. So this is a real thing.
Salute to Dr. Steve Perry, man. Only thing I got to say is pay our educators. You know, my mother was a public school teacher for 30 plus years in the Berkeley County school system in South Carolina. So, you know, you have to have a love for teaching and a love for kids to do that job. But sadly, you can't eat no love, man. You know what I mean? You got to pay these teachers. Why do these teachers get paid so low? Like, my mom said the most she ever made was like $30,000 at one point.
That's crazy.
You know?
You can catch a RICO charge for that, man.
You know what I'm saying? If they selling a little dope on the side, how you going to be mad at them? Right. You know?
Stop it.
To the students.
Stop it.
I'm just saying.
All right.
Selling Adderall to the kids.
The doctor's slinging it. Why not?
Right. Telling
That's awful.
No, what's awful is that a teacher would have to resort to that. You wouldn't have sympathy for a teacher if you found like, oh my God.
There's been some teachers come up with OnlyFans.
The students are bad too. Like these middle school and high school, I can imagine elementary school.
They're definitely bad.
But it's hard to deal with these kids. I've seen videos of the students jumping on the teacher.
Yep.
Adults are bad.
$30,000.
That's the thing. We put children on a pedestal that adults, these children have half the life experiences of adults.
I was in middle school, I would not talk to my teacher
absolutely
the way these kids are
talking. Absolutely
not,
because it
starts
at home.
Yeah, it's awful.
Mm-hmm. Well, not only that, our teachers back then would probably put hands on us.
Well, they could back then.
They could.
Right.
But AJ right, though, because I was having a conversation recently with somebody, and I was telling them about opening up a daycare in my hometown of Monk's Corner, because Monk's Corner growing so much. Mm-hmm. And the person said to me, no, because I don't want to deal with the parents.
Right.
Yeah.
She said, I don't want to deal with these kids' parents. She was like, the parents are
they'd be above reproach.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. 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 I subbed for 7th grade. And you got to walk in letting them know it's on site. Like, you have to deal with a totally different,
right.
You know, letting them know, hey, y'all touch me, we making national news. We picking up chalkboards, chairs, whatever. You know, once you get it straight, you know, because I'm normally subbing in schools that don't have the help that they need. I subbed one time for about 6 months because they had a fight with the teacher. So I was the next one in line, and I had to come in day one saying, hey, I'm telling you right now, you touch me, it's going down. So once you do that, then they fall in love with you. Then you're able to kind of get the job done, but it is very hard to deal with these students. But again, you have to have the love for it, and the being paid well helps you have the love for bit more.
All right, well, that is front page news. Now, when we come back, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051.
Yeah, AJ and Tam Bam was touched by this story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this Costco employee.
Now, this Costco employee says that her manager body shamed her over her work attire. So we're asking 800-585-1051, is this a regular thing women go through, that your body shape makes your attire look inappropriate? Of course, because our culture, our women are more thicker usually.
Exactly. Black women, black girls are just looked at different. We look different in our clothes. So the white girls can wear leggings to school.
Shorts.
Oftentimes, black girls can't.
Right. Mm-hmm. We get in trouble.
So what is the question?
Is this a regular thing that women go through?
All right. Let's talk about it. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Steady calling my phone.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about an incident that we've seen happen at Costco. I guess a lady was body shamed because of the way that she looked in the attire, and her coworkers might not have looked the same way. All right. Now, we're asking 800-585-1051. We're just talking about our culture and the fact that, you know, usually our women are more thicker.
Black women is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So is this a regular thing women go through, that your body shape makes your attire look inappropriate? We got AJ and Tam Bam from the We Talk Back podcast in here. Answer the question, ladies.
Good morning, ladies.
Absolutely, man. We've been going through that our whole lives, for real, in a real way. I think women of other ethnicities get away with a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
I think black women and girls are over-sexualized from a very young age. So it is a real thing. And a lot of the disrespect come from other women now.
Mm.
So I dealt with that in a corporate setting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my clothes might look a little better on me. Mm-hmm. May not be inappropriate, but, and this is coming from other women, though. Black women in particular, bigger black women.
When you
were
walking in this
thing.
Morning, I saw the sanitation workers losing their mind. Hey, looking good, girl. Early in the morning in New York. But that's just jealousy, though, right? The other women, right. Like, mm-hmm. The women, they see you come in the corporate workplace, you might have on the same outfit. Dress that they have on, right. Same outfit that they have on, but because of your body shape, they probably just feel jealous.
Or intimidated.
Yeah, you know, one of another producer of ours said she used to deal with that in school. Mm-hmm. So I guess it was a uniform that she had to wear. And she said that, you know, when she was younger, she was a lot thinner up top and bigger on the bottom. And when she wore the uniform, that the other girls didn't have a problem. But one teacher pulled her to the side and was like, "You can't wear that." And she was like, "This is the uniform. I can't wear anything else." Where they actually took her to the principal. She said, "Thank God the principal was black," and was like, "No, this is her body. She can do it." Mm-hmm. And she was like, the white teacher made a big fuss about it. Mm-hmm. Like, "There's boys in there. There's boys in there." But she was like, "This is my body type."
The white teacher ain't got no ass. That's just jealousy. The white teacher ain't got no hips. That's just jealousy.
And her husband probably over there on whatever the porn sites, BBWs.
Mm-hmm. You know, women are made very conscious of their body from very young. I remember my mom would tell me a story when I was little, and they'd be like, "She's too big to be in a Pampers still. What? Like, you need to take her out of Pampers." She's like, "That ain't no Pampers. She ain't got no Pampers."
That ain't got nothing to do with body size, man.
What are you talking about?
We're just
talking
with your six. You're conscious of our bodies from little girls.
You wearing no diaper at six, Tammy.
You made conscious of your body. The Pampers girl.
How old were you?
Nine?
No, maybe nine, maybe six.
You used to wear a Pampers.
I was not in a Pampers. I just looked like I had one on.
That was a Pampers, not a Pampers.
Oh, okay. I get what you're saying now.
It looked like I was wearing...
I get what you say. I thought you were saying you were in a pamper now, but you're saying that no, it looked like you had a pamper on.
It looked like I had a pamper on. It was
Fudge
like, oh,
Bob Squarepants. No,
we had a homeboy like that. Y'all know Dre.
What?
Dre, we used to call Dre Dirty Diaper. Because
it looked like he had a dirty diaper. Oh, baby kids.
I remember that. I didn't used to call him that, but one of his partners used to call him that. No, I never used to call him that.
Well, let's.
I do feel like that when someone says that to a woman, they're just acknowledging how they see them. So they're sexualizing.
Exactly.
And objectifying them.
Mm-hmm. I'm very young.
Ashley, good morning.
Good morning.
How you feeling? You went through something similar?
I did it myself, but my daughter did.
Talk to us. What happened?
So it was her 8th grade graduation in middle school, and she had on a fitted dress, you know, one of those stretchy but fitted dresses.
Yep.
And she's thicker, and there was girls in there, mind you, with their cleavage hanging out, their half of their body open and see-through, but they made her call me to bring her a sweater to put around her waist because her butt was too big.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And she was so embarrassed that all these kids seeing her get escorted to the front door, and they literally made her stand there with escorts until I got there to put a sweater around her wrist or her waist. That her
show. That's got to be some form of discrimination.
It is. Thick girl discrimination.
It's clapper discrimination.
Clapper? Mm-hmm. Why clapper?
Because you're clapping around the schoolyard.
Clappery.
Good morning. Hello, Nisha. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Nisha, you dealt with this too?
Yes. Actually, since I was in like middle school, mm-hmm. I guess we had school. So it would be like,
what is that?
Or you would go to
6 inches above the fingertips.
But the white girls did because they didn't have hips or, you know, everything that black girls had. Mm-hmm. It would be mostly the black girls that got them. You kind of get used to it over time, but it's not right.
Okay. She said you kind of get used to it, but what?
It's not right.
She said it's not right.
Yes. I mean, as black people, you get used to all types of forms of discrimination. Mm-hmm. You know
what I mean? Hello, who's this?
Good morning, this is Dan. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Now talk to us. You're a manager, right?
Yes, I am.
All right. Now don't tell us what job. We don't want you get you don't want you to lose your job, but tell us what's going on.
Yeah, so that body shaming is not supposed to be done, especially not by a manager. I mean, we have enough employees, other things to have to worry about coming to work, and it's insane how they themselves. If that's their body, that's their body. I don't know if that manager took the HR training classes, but she definitely
has
a lawsuit going.
Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I do wonder if the Costco employee said it was the manager that was body shaming. It probably was another woman manager, probably.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah.
Well, 800-585-105. When we're talking about being body shamed in the workplace, does this happen to you?
I get body shamed here all the time. You know what I'm saying? Just because I'm the thickest person up here. I get body shamed from Envy. I get body shamed from Taylor because she's a hater. You know what I'm saying? And it's actually starting to get to me.
Well, why are you dressed like that?
Whoa.
Skinny jeans on at the workplace.
I don't have skinny jeans
There's
on.
A uniform.
Clapping all over the building.
Damn.
Don't see tell him saying? That. Don't tell him that. Don't tell him. See, the problem is he think he thick, right? But he's not thick, right? He makes up his own nickname.
Taylor can't help it.
Because Stan Snacky.
Taylor couldn't wait to
she
come in here.
She can't bully you.
Taylor couldn't wait to come in here.
Crossed. Now, Taylor, yeah, what's talk to the mic, please. Just what's it? Are you jealous of Charlamagne's thickness?
They're absolutely not. Let's be very clear that he started mentioning that because he's jealous of me.
So why do you
started saying you thick because of me?
Why you want to do side by side comparisons all the time?
And I don't.
She be trying to test me. She be like, let's drop down and get our eagle on right now. What are you talking about? Like, you know what I'm saying? For what?
What's wrong with you?
That's
man?
Her.
What's wrong with you?
Why is it on?
Did you do it though?
This is why people don't tell their stories.
Exactly, you do it though.
That's why people don't tell their stories.
But you do it though.
Huh?
You do it though.
I had something to prove.
You got your eagle on.
I had something to prove.
800-585-1051. Is this happening to you? Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about women being body shamed. 800-585-1051. Now, of course, we got some special guest hosts from the We Talk Bad podcast, AJ and Tam Bam.
Yo.
And we were talking about the situations working at a place where other women might not have the same body as you and... You know, they don't look as good as you, but because you got body and shapes and curves that, you know, manages and sometimes the boss thinks that you
man, just
are,
say it, call it what it is, man. These women be hating, okay? They be seeing these black women come through and, you know, they be of a certain shape and stature and they just be hating. That's really what it boils down to. Well,
let's
That's
go,
it.
Let's go to the phone lines. Got a lot of people on the line. Hello, who's this?
Good morning. This is Christina.
Hey, Christina. Now, this happened at your job the past 15 years.
Yeah, actually twice. I forgot. But when I went to join the Army, you know, they have very strict standards. And I had to lose 5 pounds to be sworn in.
Wow.
And I'm very hippie, and I've been naturally like that. And then after I had kids, it enhanced it. So the past 15 years at my job, within the first 5 years, they changed the dress code where we could wear leggings and things like that shows off our shape. Anything I wear is gonna be tight and it's gonna show off.
So what did
like
you,
my
what did you wear
around my hip? It's about 52 inches.
Okay.
Ooh. Around my butt.
Yes, honey.
How tall are you?
Oh, you dragging a wagon.
5'3".
Oh, 5'3"?
Yeah, I'm definitely dragging a wagon.
Stop.
What? You ever thought about working for Lizzo?
See, you know, shut up.
Listen.
Goodbye. Have a good one, mama. I'm sorry.
Like
I'm sorry.
You like
I'm
bananas,
sorry.
Myself.
I'm sorry. Goodbye. What's wrong
y'all
with you,
the
man?
Victim.
I'm just asking. She be
y'all harassing the victim. Yo, what is happening?
Hello, who's this?
Hello, good morning, Breakfast Club. This is Lauren.
Hey, Lauren, good morning.
Good morning.
Has that happened to you? You know, the fact that you probably got more curves or shape and it's been a problem for you at your work spot?
Yes. I mean, it's hard as a black woman having natural body parts and it just being over-sexualized, like, in people's mind when it's not. If y'all remember the Home Depot girl that was going around the internet.
Oh, yeah, I knew.
She wasn't even... Yeah, she wasn't even wearing nothing anywhere inappropriate, but people were harassing her. Mm-hmm. So it's hard for black women because we always being over-sexualized for no reason. We wear our natural hair. It used to be called nappy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's hard being a black woman in workspaces.
Y'all remember the news reporter? I think her name was like Demetria. Demetria.
Oh, yeah, yeah, from Dallas. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Yeah, but it was Demetria. All the white women calling in and complaining or putting messages online about her body shape. And she looked very good in her clothes.
Right.
Yeah, it was Demetria's last name. It started with an O. I can't remember.
It's like Obilor. Yeah. O-B-I-L-O-R. Something like
Demetria.
That.
I know Demetria.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Kelly.
Hey, Kelly. Good morning. How old are you, Kelly?
I'm 32.
Oh, okay. Now, you said this happened to you before, Mama?
Oh, heck yeah.
What happened?
So being Puerto Rican in like a white dominant area, I was in gymnastics and different types of sports, and I would literally like have to tape my thigh so that they wouldn't bust out, you know, or be too big for my tights or whatever, or my butt was too big. And then like it was really hard in gymnastics. I would always get made fun of because all these girls were so skinny. and I'm sitting here in a Leo card, and obviously I have a big figure, and everyone's just there. It just wasn't the thing back then.
Man. Man. How do you tape your you had to tape your thigh?
Like compression, I would like take compression. Duct tape.
Oh, compression.
Yeah, I would take duct tape. Wow. And then try and make my pants smaller on me.
That's hard. Aww,
what did your parents say? Did your parents know you had to do that?
So my mom found out when I was around 16, and she told me, like, she's like, you know, self-worth, and, you know, everything's within, it's not outward. But, you know, as I got older, like, having a body became a thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. I'm so sorry you had to deal with that, mama.
No, thank you so much. And good morning, guys. This is awesome. Thank you.
Love. Good morning.
Good morning.
What I'm hearing, man, it boils down to just the sexualizing and objectifying of black women and, you know, women that are thicker, and just jealousy and envy mm-hmm. of yeah. black women and women that are thicker.
That's right.
Because if I'm following the dress code, mind your business.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. So we don't know if the Costco worker was white or black, though. This is our experiences as black.
I think she was black.
I think she was black. There's a picture of her.
Yeah, she was black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I've never seen anybody tape their thighs to make it look smaller, but I know I've seen girls tape under their butt cheek. Can I say that?
Yeah.
under their butt cheek to give them a little tip.
Now, did you wear Skims?
What you wear? So, hold on, but what does that do now?
Like, if you tape under your butt, look, right up under your butt cheek,
look, about that,
it'll give you that little... fat up at work tomorrow.
Like yeah, it'll give you that little pee in your back.
Look, but don't you want it to be smaller, though? Is she trying to compress it?
Now the big butt is cool.
Yeah, everybody wants a big
butt. This person at Costco is probably just having a problem with that manager in particular.
Yeah,
she got a personal...
That's the young lady right there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she thick, she fine.
She got on the leggings.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, okay, so it just depends. So, you know, in Charleston, they have the port. So a lot of times they complain about women wearing, because women are now working out there, they complain about them wearing leggings to work. I feel like you should wear cargo pants. You should wear, like, a thicker material if you in an environment like that. Yeah, but leggings amongst mostly men out there, we have to consider those things as women.
Men have to consider those things. Why do women have to change their attire? Right. Like, the men need to change their mindset. Like, focus on your job.
The men are very physical.
Get to porting.
I agree with you, but what if it's hard for them to focus?
Well, then they need to change their focus. That's not the lady's fault. Put on your leggings. It's 110 degrees out there.
Yeah, and by the way, ain't no man complaining wash about them you leggings, no leggings. Too. Oh, they ain't washing them leggings.
Please wash them.
That's
leggings.
Why we call them whoop pants, boy.
Your pants stand at a 10.
That's right. You wear them all day long, and when you take them off, woof.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. That over just hit you.
All right. Well, keep a lock. When we come back, we got your rumor report. We got to talk about Lizzo. About 18 minutes ago, 20 minutes ago, Lizzo actually left a statement. We'll get that statement. We'll read that statement to you guys, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
You're not that thick, bro.
Ooh.
Oh. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
Jealousy in here be so real.
We got our our guest co-host from the We Talk Back podcast, AJ and Tam Bam. What are you talking about?
I ain't talking about nothing. I'm just over here being me, Char the Stallion. You know how I sit. You see how that thing sit?
What? Did you call yourself?
Don't worry about it.
Uncle Stallion.
See, there go another
Stallion.
One.
Shot a Stallion.
Uncle Snacky, Uncle Stallion.
Y'all really have to stop this because he's starting to believe it, right? He thinks he's Morris Chestnut. He thinks he's Uncle Snacky. He's more like Snail, Stale Snacky. Now he's going to be told, I'm Shaw the Stallion. You ain't no...
Taylor, you keeping notes for all of this when we file our...
We
filed back. We filed back.
All right, I got something for you. Keep it up.
Mm-mm-mm. All right, well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Lizzo some more.
Rumor has it.
Call out a name, or you gossiping, or you chatty patty.
I'm gossiping.
This is the Rumor Report.
I mean, I guess we on the Breakfast Club. This is where the tea spills, right?
Right. All right. Now we were talking Lizzo earlier, and people were saying that Beyonce skip Lizzo's name on purpose. She was performing
malarkey
because she's at her Renaissance tour, and you
hogwash.
Know there's a part of the show where she mentions all her beautiful women's name, and
baloney.
Lizzo was one of them. And this is from the concert. All right, she said Badu.
What y'all be forgetting is that Erykah Badu is a good witch. All right, drop on the clues bombs for Erykah Badu. So remember earlier that day, Erykah Badu had said that Beyonce was taking her style or something,
she
right?
She said she was flattered, yeah.
So the reason she said her name four times is because Erykah Badu did like this. She just waved her fingers
Taylor,
at
shut
her.
Up.
That's why she said Erykah Badu name four times.
Yeah, so people were saying that she didn't say Lizzo's name because of what's going on with Lizzo. But Beyonce's mom said she also didn't say her own sister's name, y'all. Y'all should really stop.
Yes, because she usually goes Badu, Lizzo, Kelly Rowe.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
So she didn't say Kelly Rowland either.
No.
But you know, the internet going internet, just like niggas going nig.
That's right.
It's usually niggas nigging on the net.
Nigga net.
Well, Lizzo released a statement about 30 minutes ago. She says, these last few days have been gut-wrenching, difficult, and overwhelmingly disappointing. My work ethic, morals, and respectfulness have been questioned. My character has been criticized. Usually I choose not to respond to false allegations, but these are as unbelievable as they sound and too outrageous not to be addressed. And she goes on about seven paragraphs about it, and then she ends with, I'm hurt, but I will not let the good work I've done in this world be overshadowed by this. I want to thank everyone who has reached out in support to lift me up during this difficult time. So she just talks about everything that's been going through and the charges that she has, and she basically says it's not true.
Well, she don't even have charges. Like, this is a, what are they trying to do? A civil suit, right?
It's still civil suit. Yeah. Charges civilly.
So what is the outcome? The case just, she fights back and the case gets dismissed?
Or she has to pay, settle out of court.
Oh, yeah, or she has to settle out. Yeah. But I'm sure she'll probably fight it.
I'm sure they probably missed the settlement part because I'm sure that they tried to get the settlement first. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the shakedown that happens in all of these cases. Mm-hmm. They probably sent a letter to Lizzo's team.
A demand letter is what they call.
And mm-hmm. said, if y'all don't do such and such, we're going to come out with this story. Mm-hmm. And Lizzo probably rightfully so said, go ahead then. You know, put the story out there.
And we'll fight in court.
So. They probably passed the settlement phase.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't give them.
Well, demand letter. I mean, they still could settle regardless, but I'm sure Lizzo was like, nah, let's go. They already put it out. What's there to say now?
Right.
You know?
Right.
Now let's deal with it in court. Now,
if they send them a truckload of bananas?
That's what I was about to say. Send them a case of bananas and be done with it.
That'd be crazy.
Good potassium in your life.
That'd be crazy.
Now, let's talk about Cisco. Now, Cisco was doing an interview with Vlad TV and talked about these rumors about him dating Beyonce.
Here's the thing. Me and Beyonce never, like, dated.
Right.
But we were just friends when we were younger because we were on a lot of the same tours because we came out around the same time. I believe it came out in 97 and we came out in 96. So we were friends. I knew her dad and her mom and sister and stuff. All I know is when Elevator Gate happened, Solange posted a picture of us.
Right. I got you.
I'll just leave it at that. Like, what? What happened? Then she like promptly erased it the next day. So
there's some kids that are a certain age that will never believe Cisco and Beyonce were friends. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all disrespectful and y'all don't remember the level that Cisco was on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He's still Cisco. Don't get me wrong. But at one point, Cisco was the biggest R&B artist out.
Ooh, that thing so scandalous.
Come on, man.
I don't think I ever heard his voice before until just now.
I know. It's giving a
really?
Or just regular talking, you mean?
Yeah. His speaking voice.
Cisco's a whole legend.
Cisco.
Y'all play with Cisco if y'all want to. Cisco is a whole legend.
No, absolutely.
Yes.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report. Now, Charlamagne.
Yes, sir.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
Man, 4 After the Hour. Let's talk prison bays, man. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know what? We'll talk about it. 4 After the Hour. There's a young man named Sean Kendrick who decided to stay in prison.
Mm-hmm. He liked it that much that he was like, you're not leaving?
I don't know what he liked, but we're going to talk. We can explore all theories and options when we come back.
All right. Well, I want to hear a Cisco song, so he's going to pull it up right now.
Yeah.
Ooh, let's throw it back for a little bit today.
Dong, dong, dong.
You got it? Here we go. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. I was donkey up the day.
Made it. Damn, the hee-haw again.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I ain't trying to be Donkey today no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making these people do these things.
Called Donkey of the Day, and it really caught me off guard.
Damn, Charlamagne, who got the Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Jeff's hilarious. Donkey of the Day for Thursday, August 3rd, goes to a 21-year-old Mississippi man named Sean Kendrick Huffman. His first name is crazy. His first name looks like the last line on an eye chart. Why do people waste letters? Why name me something where most of the letters are going to be silent? This man's name is Sean Kendrick, but it's spelled S-H-U-N-E-K-N-D-R-I-C-K. Shouldn't it be S-H-U-N-K-E-N-D-R-I-C-K? Whatever. Listen, I need everyone to listen to this story closely because this story is a prime example of why patience is a virtue, people. See, Kendrick was 21 years old. He was doing seven years in the Mississippi Correctional Facility for aggravated assault. So that means he's been locked up since he was a juvenile, right?
Mm-hmm,
that means he's
mm-hmm.
been locked up since he was like 13, 14. He clearly must have had a public defender because no juvenile should get 7 years for aggravated assault. But either way, this young man did his time and he was scheduled to be released in December of 2022. And needless to say, that didn't happen. Why didn't it happen? Let's go to WAPT 16 ABC News for the report, please.
An inmate who had only a few months left to serve before escaping from prison is now looking at decades behind bars. Shakendrick Huffman is the person that you see on your screen. The 21-year-old escaped the Central Mississippi Correctional Facility in Pearl August 25th of last year. He was serving the last 4 months of a 7-year sentence for aggravated assault. Investigators said that Huffman broke into a nearby home and held the homeowner at gunpoint for hours. Authorities said Huffman stole a vehicle from the home and at some point rammed a law enforcement vehicle at a roadblock before running away. Huffman is sentenced to 60 years for 2 counts of kidnapping. He'll serve 40 of those years of the sentence with 20 suspended.
Jesus.
Right. That's wild.
He's an idiot.
Sean Kendrick, you did 7 years in prison. You was 4 months away from coming home, and you decided to break out. And once you got out, you broke into a nearby home, held three people at gunpoint for hours, then you stole a car from one of those hostages. Before you crashed it, then you fled on foot, and then you was found hiding in a trash can just 2 miles away from the prison. Now, I know we have conversations about these kids lacking patience, but this is ridiculous. You was 4 months away from being able to live in any trash can you wanted to. If you wanted to come home and identify as Oscar the Grouch, you could have done that legally, but no. 4 months from being released, and you ended up escaping from jail and then committing a series of crimes that got you 40 years? I know what the hell happened. Sean Kendrick got a boo.
I have a theory, yeah.
Sean Kendrick has a prison bay. All right, that prison bay was pressuring him. Oh, you just gonna leave me in here? Okay, I gave you cigarettes. I gave you honey buns. We used to be in this cell cheek to cheek. Okay, and you just gonna leave me? You were free, Sean Kendrick. All right, you served 7 years just to wait until the last 4 months to act up. There's only one logical reason that I could think of that would make a man want to stay in, and that's love. The man is penismatized, all right? Somebody's Indiana bones got him open, all right? This is like the movie Life in Reverse. Instead of coming up with a plan to get out, Kendrick was coming up with a plan to stay in because he loves the taste of Franks and beans. Okay, him and his locked up lover had an argument. Big Ray said, I gave you the best 7 years of my life. How many rolls of toilet paper have I sacrificed for you and you just gonna leave me? The thought of freedom and vagina should have motivated this man to be on his best behavior for 4 months, but instead the fear of losing his husband motivated him to get caught so he could stay in prison. He didn't want to leave, man. Too hard to adjust to this new world. He got to come home and pick a pronoun. He don't even know what that is. And the thought of doing all that without his bae, he couldn't handle it. You know what I mean? All partners want is their significant other to show their commitment to them. Well, there's no bigger sign that you're committed than adding 40 years to a 7-year sentence. And what 20-year-old or 21-year-old Sean Kendrick is going to realize is that at 21, no D is good enough to make that kind of commitment. Right, AJ and Tammy?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Run.
You and that man not even going to be together in 5 years. But you still going to have to do all that 40. All because he fell in love with one-eyed Pete. A wise man once said, that penis will do that to you, man. Oh, please give Sean Kendrick Huffman the biggest hee-haw. Sad, man.
But what if he was just a kid when he went in? What if he's institutionalized and afraid of society as a grown man?
I believe that. That's what I'm saying. He's probably scared of the world. He probably is too hard to adjust. You got to come home. You got to, you know, learn it. Well, he could have learned a trade. That's why they should teach. That's why correctional facilities should be actual correctional facilities. Let this man learn a trade. Let this man get, you know, some proper education in there so he can come home and be a productive citizen.
Right. Yeah, they don't do any real life rehabilitation in prison, especially in America. We have the most people in prison in this country.
They call them correctional facilities, but they're not correcting nothing.
Nope. Not when the judge is on the prisons.
Mm-hmm. Sir Kendrick, you want to play a game?
No, I do not want to play a game. All right. This man's name is spelled S-H-U-N-E-K-N-D-R-I-C-K.
You want to play a game?
We do not need to play a game. It's Mississippi.
You want to play a game with racists?
It's Mississippi. His name is Sean Kendrick. We do not need to play a game.
You sure?
You really want to play this game, huh?
All right.
Oh, I guess it's time to play a game of Guess What Race It Is! Okay. All right. 21-year-old Mississippi man named Sha'Kendrick Huffman had 7 years in prison, only had 4 months left, broke out, held people at hostage, ended up getting 40. Guess what race it is? Bam Bam.
Mexican.
Biracial.
You know what, though? I can see why you would say that, though. Working hard. AJ, what do you say?
Biracial. He's mixed.
Okay. I like those.
Okay.
Envy, Sha'Kendrick Huffman, 21-year-old Mississippi man, broke out of the prison, only had 4 months left on a 7-year sentence, held people hostage, ended up getting 40. Guess what race he is?
Thinking white. I shake it out.
All right. Okay.
Beige.
All right.
What is he?
Well, we have to play the game fair.
Okay.
I don't know what race he is.
I don't know what race he is.
Nobody knows.
Hold on. I think our producer's telling me something.
Oh, boy.
Our producer's texting me something. Hold on.
What is he?
Hold on. I'm going to tell you right now. It's coming.
Sir Kendrick sounds white.
It's coming.
Whoa, it's coming?
Just hold up a thumb if I think. Just hold up your thumb. Oh, you text me? It ain't come through, Eddie. Oh, okay. Andy got an Android. Oh, Eddie just texted me and said, he's a nigger.
Go.
Oh,
So
he's not black, actually. He's a nigger.
He's a nigger. Okay.
He's a nigger.
I was wrong. You were wrong, too.
That's not great.
Powerful nigger-dry at work.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
I'm trying not to say that word, but this is for research purposes. That's what he said.
Oh, wow, Eddie.
Yes.
Kendrick just sounds white to me. I don't know why. But anyway. All right, when we come back, the brothers from Ghetto Gastro will be joining us. They're from the Bronx, chefs. They're brothers that have their own products out online, breakfast products. They have their own appliances. And we're going to talk to these brothers when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning and peace be E.T.
B.E.T., peace.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne the Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. We got some special guests in the building. We have the Ghetto Gastro Collective. Welcome, fellas.
Yes, indeed. Thanks for
John Gray, Pierre Serraro, and Lester Walker. Welcome.
Peace, indeed. Peace. Good morning.
These brothers got their own pastries. I don't want to say Pop-Tarts, because Pop-Tarts are Pop-Tarts. These are Ghetto Gastro.
These are Bop-Tarts.
Bop-Tarts.
Black-owned pastry.
There you go.
Pop-Tart is an op-tart. We got the Bop-Tarts.
They call them the ops.
Tell us what the Ghetto Gastro Collective is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a culinary collective born and bred in the Bronx, and we're storytellers, and we use food to tell our stories. So doing experiences, creating products, appliances, just really wanting to highlight the culture.
I see that book everywhere, the Ghetto Gastro Black Power Kitchen. What is a Black Power Kitchen?
This is a manifesto to the Bronx. And the Black Power Kitchen is when you take back your liberation, you take back your freedom by feeding the needy, by feeding the people, freeing the people.
Yeah, it's food for thought, you know. Food, knowledge, it's all a form of power. So we feel like the liberation lies within the soil, and we take it from the soil to the oil.
Yeah, we call it our Bible. It's the basic instructions before leaving Earth. So it's a combination of food, art, storytelling, Black history, Black joy, all in one little artifact right there that you can get everywhere books are sold. Black Power Kitchen.
And what's the Crux GG Kitchen Appliance Collection?
We brought the toast with the most.
Oh, okay.
So we got the toasters as well. So we have the kitchen appliances. We did a collaboration with our friends with our partners at Crux, their New York based brand. Shout out to Shay Hong and the team over there at Made by Gather. And this is our fourth iteration of products. We first dropped in Williams Sonoma. We still have products over there. But the line of appliances range from toasters, coffee maker, air fryers, and a waffle maker as well. We also got the pots and pans and stainless steel cookware, carbon blue steel cookware.
Yeah, so basically just throw your oven out in your house and just cop every Crux GG appliance you could.
Put us on your counter, put us in your cabinet, you know.
So y'all got everything, appliances, products.
We gotta feed the streets.
Yeah.
And when you're cornering the market with Target, man.
When you talk about cooking, a lot of people don't know that, you know, your cookware is very important. So break that down, because a lot of people have some peeling cookware, some horrible cookware, and don't know why their meals don't be tasting right or looking right.
Well, you know, you gotta start with a good appliance first and foremost. Well, our appliances definitely have, you know, they're updated with the technology. Definitely our air fryer is definitely the fastest, most crisp turbo boost technology on the air fryers. Our toaster ovens as well. Our waffle makers are non-stick, so you don't have to deal with a lot of cleanup and a lot of mess. And then especially if you're using our products like the Ghetto Gastro pancake and waffle mix and the waffle makers, they just seamlessly work all together all in one. So it's just, you know, we're making it easy. It gets easy in the kitchen. Waffle mix, syrup, waffle maker.
There's a lot of storytelling that goes behind kitchen equipment as well. Like when you think of your cast iron pan that your great grandmother passed down to your grandmother passed it down to your mother, you know, was seasoned. It's been seasoned for decades, you know. So we wanted to actually be able to tell that story as well. So we have a cast iron pan that we have with Crux as well, a wok. We think of storytelling aspects with everything that we put out.
How did y'all link up with Target?
Well,
that's not no play partnership right there.
Oh, nah. We ain't come to play, man. We came to spray. So Target, you know, we initially linked with them through the Crux partnership that we launched a year and a half, 2 years ago. And then we had initially started building on the innovation pipeline for products. Because for us with Ghetto Gastro, we started doing exclusive, like, events with, like, Audemars. So you got the AP, Apple, and stuff like that. But people don't, that's not really touching the people. So when we hit Target, we were able to really, like, that's the stuff that our grandmoms was like, yo, our friends is talking about it at church, like, we see you. So really being able to make it accessible and inclusive with a capital I versus exclusive with a capital E, that's why I just wanted to bring the stuff to the people, meet them where they are.
for a long time, people didn't understand what ghetto gastro was. Mm-hmm. It was because even today, it's just still an idea that we constantly build upon. But, you know, putting out the book gave something some that people can hold and look at, read. You know, us, I feel like as black people, we're very visual people. So in the book, we have a lot of art from some very luminary black artists, interviews from the likes of Emery Douglas, the chairman of the Black Panther Party. We got ASAP Ferg in there, you know, so.
All right, when we come back, we got more with the brothers from Ghetto Gastro, so don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We still kicking it with the brothers from Ghetto Gastro. You can pick up their products right now at Target and Appliances.
Now, why plant-based?
Well, for plant-based, for us, it's really about teaching and bringing our community back into, like, the places where we originated as well, right? We think about our community, the black community, how much we put into the culture, and everybody's on like this vegan, these plant-based vibes, but our ancestors have been eating this way since the beginning of time. That's really, right. You mm-hmm. know, so for us, we want to introduce new ways and new flavors for our community, things that are also things that are familiar as well. So, I mean, and show people that plants can be delicious. I think John probably got some more to say.
Yeah, nah, and I was just going to say, growing up in the Bronx, you know, North Bronx, especially Cobb City, Gun Hill Road, a lot of Jamaicans, West Indians, so the Italian cuisine and the Rastafarians, it's like same thing. Like you see, shout out to Hailey Bieber and all of them, but you see Hailey Bieber like talking about sea moss, but we've been doing sea moss. Like I used to wake up to sea moss and wheatgrass, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like knock a cough out before going to school. So just really like taking control of our stories and like we said, taking the power back.
Would people be able to tell it's plant-based by the taste, or what did y'all do to like eliminate that plant-based taste?
The first key for us is always just to make the most delicious thing. Because it's like we have a jerk chicken. We call it twerk chicken. We have a jerk chicken recipe in the book. So mm-hmm. it's not like we only eat plants, but you just want to move it plant forward so you have a balanced diet and you manage your glucose levels. But for us, it's about flavor first, because nobody cares about what story you're telling if the flavor's not hitting. Right. You know what I'm saying? So for us, that's the first key to success. That's the first pillar.
Is it tough selling the idea of organic and plant-based food to the hood?
I think we'll find out right now, because mm-hmm. our products just launched in Target stores nationwide. Mm-hmm. So
run it up.
You know, this is the point. Like everybody talks about getting on the shelves at Target, but for us, it's really about now we have to move those units and show up for our community and show up for each other. Support black-owned entrepreneurs, black-owned businesses, and move these units. But we'll see. Honestly, hopefully, it's not hard to sell mm-hmm. delicious, delicious and nutritious pastries to our community and food offerings to them. But you know, we'll find out.
How difficult was it to get that shelf space? And everybody says who gets the shelf space is always, you know, where they put you on the shelves as well.
It's a grind, and we at high level, eye level. So it's like we have really good placement. But Target, they really rock with us. They believe in us, and it's a great partnership. And for us, it makes sense, because you know, when people feel fancy, they say Target. So for us, it's like we can hit the mass distribution, but still maintain a certain level of sexy.
Y'all got a new Audible series too, right? The Cut with Ghetto Gastro?
In the Cut with Ghetto Gastro, yes indeed.
What can people learn from that?
They can learn about what a chopped cheese is. You can learn with sea moss, the benefits of sea moss, how we've been using it for centuries. Mm-hmm. You can learn about hood Chinese food. You know, we can learn, yeah, because you think about hood Chinese food and the stories behind that. It's like,
that's the first time I ever had seafood.
Right. Like,
because my dad is allergic to seafood, so we never cooked it in the crib. So my only seafood recollection was shrimp fried rice.
Right.
Which is wild, but
crab sticks. Even made with real crab, but they're just delicious. Mm-hmm. You know, you can learn all type of things like that as well.
The audio series, kind of what Les was saying, we kind of extend on some of the subject matter that's in our book, Black Power Kitchen. And in the Cut, we talk about different aspects of like pizza,
no pizza spots,
piraguas and stuff in the summer in New York, just different parts of our life and our community that have made us who we are. And it's a little bit of food as well. So we in the kitchen and we're cooking. So we're talking about the foods and how they've impacted us and our communities around us, and also putting some of those flavors together as well. So it's an audio, a little ASMR, a little flavor in your ear, some of those vibes.
That's dope. And what's next for Ghetto Gastro?
Man, the focus is blowing Target out the doors. This is like getting on shelf is step one of like 1,000 steps, but we plan to keep doing this because the goal is to really nourish the world so they can eat better and live better lives, you know? So this is the first step, and We got more to come, more media. Hopefully we collaborate. You know what I'm saying? I know you.
It would only make sense, right? Cooking. Breakfast Club and Ghetto Gastro. With the
club and
the
Breakfast Thugs.
It feels right. It feels right. You know, so yeah, that's the vibes, you know, just like to keep feeding the people.
And it's in Target right now, so they can go to Target right now.
Nationwide, online, 1,900 doors everywhere. Run it up, Tarjay, you know how we play.
Run, you know, don't walk, man. Run it up. Run up.
Yeah. We gonna get it.
Ghetto Tell Gastro. Them where to find y'all, man.
Find us at Ghetto Gastro everywhere. GhettoGastro.com, at Ghetto Gastro on Instagram, TikTok. There's so many social media. YouTube, everywhere.
Everything is Ghetto Gastro. I'm Chef P.
Ghetto Gray. John Gray, a.k.a. Ghetto Gray.
Chef Lester Walker. On the gram.
All right. Well, we appreciate you, brothers, from Ghetto Gastro. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Thank y'all.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Yo, let's say, is there a reward if you turn in people who, you know, still owe PPP?
Excuse me. I'm so sorry. I forgot. It's one of the words.
Listen, I don't have a PPP, so we're not talking.
Don't mention poop.
Now, Charlamagne, from the reaction I just heard in the room, what? That is a good question.
I'm just asking questions. I was just posing questions to our listeners. Is there a reward for people that you know still owe PPP loans? That's all. Just trying to see.
I'm nervous. See?
Huh? What you say? We are the Breakfast Club. We have the ladies from the We Talk Back podcast, AJ and Tam Bam here.
Yeah.
Got a light over there?
Yeah, we don't have no PPPs over here, I don't think.
All right, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk to, what did we do yesterday? Living Black, let's talk it.
Rumor has it, rumor has it.
Call out a name or you gossiping or you chatty patty.
I am gossiping.
This is the Rumor Report.
I mean, I guess we on the Breakfast Club. This is where the tea spills, right?
Right. Now, last night was our Living Black event. We celebrated 50th anniversary of hip-hop. It was hosted by our very own Jess Hilarious. Salute to Jess Hilarious.
Drop on the clues bomb for Jess Hilarious. My good sister did a phenomenal job hosting that event.
She sure did. Mm-hmm. Performances by Usher, Miguel, Glorilla, Coco Jones, and more. And I just want to tell y'all, Charlamagne's an ass.
Why?
So, for people that don't know, when we were introducing Usher, we came up with the three things we were going to say, right? Mm-hmm. Justin was going to say he's a legend. I was supposed to say he's an icon. And Charlamagne was supposed to say, what were we supposed to say?
I don't remember.
He's a walking what?
Oh, a walking memorial.
Walking memorial, right?
A walking memorial.
So that's what we said. I bet. Let's go team on three. One, two, three, team. So we go up there. So Justin was like, he's an icon. So I'm supposed to say legend, right? Mm-hmm. He cuts me off. He's a legend. So now I'm supposed to say his line. I don't remember his line.
So I said that line too?
Yo.
What you found,
so you didn't get to say anything?
No, I just studied because I didn't know what I was supposed to say because I knew what I was supposed to say, but he's an ass.
David
but anyway.
Ruffin. It's David Ruffin, man.
Nobody came to see you, Otis.
Just called me last night laughing about that. I forgot all about it.
Yeah, you did that, you ass.
Damn.
But anyway, was Living Black was last night. Besides that, they had appearances from Warren G, Roddy Ricch, Lola Brooke, and then Charlamagne got the chance to talk best hip-hop or most important hip-hop albums of all time.
Well, actually, I was talking to Elliot Connie. We have a clip or something?
Yeah, we do.
Ultimately, when we look back at these two albums, we're going to say to ourselves, these are the two most important hip-hop albums of all time, and that was Jay-Z, 444, and Kendrick Lamar, Mr. Morales, and The Big Steppers, right? And I'm hearing these lyrics, and I was just like, man, I wonder how Elliot would translate some of these lyrics as a psychotherapist, because when we think about where hip-hop has been the last 50 years, if this is where hip-hop is and where it's going,
it's gonna be amazing.
Can I throw some of these bars at you?
Absolutely.
Start with Jay-Z in the song Kill Jay-Z. He says, and you know better, N-word, I know you do, but you gotta do better, you owe it to Blue. You had no father, you had the armor, but you got a daughter, gotta get softer.
The first thing I think about when I hear that is accountability.
Mm.
I think very often when we talk about the origin of our problems, we use that as an excuse or at least an explanation for our current behavior.
Yeah, man. I was talking to Elliot Connie, who's a psychotherapist, and the reason I do think Mr. Morale and The Big Steppers by Kendrick and 444 by Jay are the two most important hip-hop albums of all time is because of the content.
Mm-hmm.
They talking about, you know, going to therapy, doing evolution, the work on yourself grown, as men, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Being a better father, being a better husband. They talking about issues with their fathers and how that affects us as men. They mm-hmm. talking about killing their ego.
Right.
Like, in the future, you know, people gonna look back and realize, like, oh man, those are the albums that got me started on my healing journey.
That's right.
Ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. Now, yesterday, I got a chance to speak with HBCU students, so we all got an opportunity to decide what we wanted to work with. And Charlamagne, of course, wanted to talk these hip hop albums,
mental health,
mm-hmm. and for me, it's always, you know, financial literacy, or definitely HBCU, because of course I graduated from Hampton University. So I got a chance to sit down with some HBCU students that were in the communications major and try to just encourage them, and we were able to offer them something. My major was business, but I wanted to do radio, and I was a DJ, and, you know, I spent the years of grinding and doing parties and leaving at 4 o'clock in the morning, sleeping at the radio station with no pillow on the floor, waking up and doing radio, learning radio and loving radio. But this is not part of the script, but I would love for you guys to come to New York City and sit in on a Breakfast Club for a day. So you can sit next to me and that crazy ass guy. You know the crazy ass guy with the bald head, short?
Oh yeah.
Call him my Gusbin Charlamagne. Yeah, so you guys are invited to sit behind the scenes with us, and you can check out everything from filming to teasing to us doing interviews to us being on TV on BET and everything that's involved with the Breakfast Club. So if you guys would like, we would like to have y'all as our guest on the Breakfast Club. All right?
Amazing.
Consider it accepted. Okay.
That was my least favorite part of Living Black. But I will say,
you're a hater. Shout out to those HBCU students. I know a lot of HBCU students have communications majors. They want to get in radio. They don't know where to start. So, Charlamagne and myself will host those individuals up here and be able to see behind the scenes how it works and hopefully encourage them more to stay in communications.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed Living Black yesterday. As a person who doesn't listen to radio.
Shut up, don't say that. You're on radio, you ass.
As a person who doesn't listen to radio, I thoroughly enjoyed Living Black. It sounded great, and I want to hear more big events like that on the radio. It sounded like a live event on the radio, from the performances to the conversations. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, now, Steph Curry, he's in a rap video now. Now, can we play it again? So I'm going to say his name wrong. I call him Toby. Toby Nwigwe. Did I say it right?
No.
But I don't know.
I know who you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. Right. So he has a new video, a new single called Little Fish, Big Pond. And in the first bars, it's like Steph Curry rapping. So he's rapping like being Steph Curry, but Steph Curry's in the video rapping. People are talking about it. I thought it was pretty dope. So.
Oh, so that was Toby rapping. That wasn't Steph.
That was Toby rapping.
Got you.
But okay, he's rapping as he is Steph Curry.
That makes sense.
I like him. I like Toby. I know exactly who y'all talking about.
Because
That didn't sound secular. I would think that Steph Curry would be making some type of he wouldn't be making secular music. He'd be making some type of Christian music.
Well, that wasn't secular. It was just talking about
that sounded secular. That's what I said. I thought.
So
wait,
Steph Curry is in the video being rapping or
no?
No, I'm confused.
It's Toby's
rapping, but Steph's lip syncing it, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Got you.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. And that is your rumor report. I didn't get into Method Man. He was on Men's Health magazine. He was
looking
just talking
good.
About it was the hip hop is life issue. He talks about battling depression. He also talks about that he's not a sex symbol. He said he's not a sex symbol. He said, you don't put those words together, sex and symbol. What's the symbol? I'm not doing anything, so what is the symbol? But you ladies feel differently?
Absolutely. Yes, he's very much a sex symbol. Very
Zaddy.
Sexy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, speaking from experience of being a sex symbol, it's one of those things where, you know, you don't choose
Uncle
it. It chooses
Clapper.
You. You know what I'm saying?
All right, and that is your rumor report. All right. When you look at Charlamagne, do you think Uncle Snacky or Stale Snacky?
They don't look at me and know.
No,
you know,
I've known him way too long to even look at him.
I've known Ashley for 23 years.
I'm sorry for you.
Tam, about 21.
Yeah.
Like, these my OG homies right here. What are you talking about?
I'd be highly offended when I see people try and play you like you couldn't look like Morris Chestnut.
See what I'm saying?
Very recently.
Yeah, I'd be wanting to fight for him.
For the first couple of times.
The delusion is real.
Charlamagne God. Yeah.
Hold
yeah.
on, let me look from this way. Anybody see that?
Rhonda Ayers.
Okay.
It's so, Rhonda Ayers.
Just every bald-headed black dude.
I see it on the ears. I can see it in the ears.
You do not look like Morris Chestnut, bro.
Jennifer Hudson is just out here hating. You see? You know what happens when you end up hating? Now she with Common. You know how that's going. You know what I'm saying? Get that hate out your heart.
And that is your rumor report.
As soon as you started hating, you ended up with Common.
People's Choice Mix is up next. 800-585-1051. Got to remind you, my car show is August 26th, 27th in New York City. We're finally coming back home in the tri-state area. It's a two-day show, so no matter if you need to go on Saturday or Sunday, it's going to be a lot of fun. There's games for the kids, rides for the kids. There's going all types of cars. Monster brings the bike show where they do the flips in the air and all that. So, kids 5 and under are free. So if you haven't got your tickets, get your tickets. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Our audible pick of the day is Murder in Bermuda. In James Patterson's latest, two murders are just the beginning of the mystery. Listen when you sign up for a free trial at audible.com/breakfastclub.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club from the We Talk Back podcast. We got AJ and Tam Bam here.
Yo.
And I just got to salute again Living Black last night. It was a great experience. Performances from Miguel, Usher, Charlamagne had a great conversation. I had a great conversation about HBCUs. It was a lot going on, so I just want to say salute to everybody that checked it out. And you can go to our YouTube page or Facebook channel if you missed it.
Yeah, it was hosted by the good sister, Jess Hilarious. I sat with Elliot Connie, who's a psychotherapist. It was a phenomenal event. And y'all dropped a new episode today, right?
Yeah, no, yeah, today's Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah, came out this morning. Y'all go tune in.
Yeah, We Talk Back podcast drops every Thursday on the Black Effect iHeartRadio podcast network. What's this week's episode about? What y'all addressing?
So Tam says I'm a serial monogamist. One man at a time.
What's wrong with that?
No, there's nothing wrong with it. Oh. I mean, she's just like goes from relationship and then she's in another full-fledged relationship.
It's not full-fledged.
It seems very
anyway,
full-fledged.
I just like one person at a time. I don't like the traditional date.
It's just fascinating.
Modern-day dating around.
I don't agree with that.
What?
I ain't never seen you with no whole bunch of boyfriends.
No, not a whole bunch of boyfriends. It's just like she'll be with someone and very locked in, and then be with someone else and very locked in. Very locked
in. I think you're making this up, Tammy.
Me too. Y'all tune in to We Talk Back.
I
think radio app.
Yeah, you're making this up.
I'm not.
Well, tell them how they can listen.
Yeah, tune in every Thursday on iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts at.
Okay? And I'm sorry for you that you've known this guy 23 years. I don't know how you
a long done. Time, man.
You I don't know we met like, when I did radio at Hot 98.9 in Charleston, a station that no longer exists. We had a promotion called Crush the Haters and the Nas Navigator. This is when Nas's I Am album came out. Mm-hmm. Hate Me Now came out. And we all took a stretch navigator to go see Nas at the House of Blues in Miami.
A stretch navigator.
Myrtle Beach.
What's it?
Miami.
Well, it definitely wasn't Miami. Yeah, Myrtle Beach.
That's a long ass ride.
It was definitely Myrtle Beach. Myrtle Beach. Yeah, it was definitely Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
25 minutes from the house.
Jesus. All right.
It was definitely Myrtle Beach.
Yeah. All right, when we come back, positive notice, The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we have the ladies from the We Talk Back podcast with us, AJ and Tam Bam. And tomorrow, they're going to be joining us as well
for
Freaky Freaky Friday. And you got a Freaky Freaky Friday question already.
I do.
Give them a little hint so they get on the phones ready tomorrow.
It's about bringing home the groceries.
It's about eating the groceries. That's what it's about.
It's about eating the groceries and where it could put you.
Right. That's right. Absolutely.
Give them y'all Instagrams and Twitters and all of that.
It's AJ Holiday 2.0 on Instagram. Twitter, we do got Twitter, right? We Talk Back Podcast on Twitter. And everything else is just We Talk Back.
Yes, podcast. And I'm Official Tam Bam on Instagram. Y'all follow me now.
If you won't get on.
Okay. Now, Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
I do, man. The positive note is simply this. I've learned the best way to kill something is to let it starve. Okay, no response, no action, no altercations. Mm. Don't feed it. That's where your true power lies.
Period.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.